Okay.
Would be more correct.
Let's see now. Are you married, Mr.?
Yes, ma'am. My first wife's dead, and...
Well, now, was your first wife from around here?
Yes, ma'am. Up south of here, about a mile and a half.
And what about your second wife?
She was raised east of here, about 15 miles in Raven County.
Okay. Let's see now. Will you tell me about your first wife's education? Did she go to the...
She had a high school here at Raven Gap.
Okay. And what about the second wife?
The second wife, she liked a little of getting through high school at Clayton, Georgia.
Okay. Now, let's see. Did either one ever work outside?
The first wife didn't, but my wife now, she's employed at Rayburn Mills Rug Factory.
Okay. And is she a Methodist?
Yes, ma'am.
And was your first wife a Methodist, too?
Yes, ma'am. She is okay. Methodist, too.
And would you mind telling me how old your wife is?
She's 50.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Do you know where her people came from originally?
No, I don't. They're about, I just wouldn't hardly know. Only I do know they're about, there's an awful big percentage is Indian.
For goodness sake, that's very interesting.
Yes, she's... Some of the older ones, they were at least half.
Well, now, what about your first wife? Do you know where her people came from?
No, the I don't. They were Irish, I think, about all the way through.
Okay. Do you know anything about the history of Dillard when it, or Raven Gap, either of the communities, when they got started, or who were the first people here, or anything about them?
No, well, now in this county, the and were about the first ones, I believe. That's always been my understanding. Let's see, the and there's a big connection of the and the and the and they was one or two that must have settled here around the time the Indians were drove out. And then the there's some Mr. Bill they run a summer boarding house over here, his daughter does. And the they were two brothers of the that are real old. Well, they're not living now, but they live to be real old. And then there's this valley was made up of what I've mentioned and
well, now, were most of these people Scotch and Irish?
Yes, ma'am. Most of them were.
Okay. Well, let's see now. I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about, and what I want is just the word that you normally use, just in ordinary everyday talking to your family.